Jeremy, hand me my cane.
Dad? General Beauregard? When's the army coming?
Who cares, son? We're the chief proprietors of the finest mare estate this side of the Virginia River. It'd take all of the troops this side of the Breckenmeyer estate to sequester even 4 of our 37 acres. And even if so, we'd give them a mint julep and they'd be charmed by all of our high-class mares that soon enough they'd be skipping Branzy to the phonograph.
Guess what, Dad? General Beauregard? By the way...
What?
I've been practicing the clarinet, Papa.
Oh, well then, give us a lute here over this rhythm roll, son. My estate is better than yours. I have 4 mares, 10 whippoorwills, 18 of the finest quality bovines, and 12 industrial parakeets. All on only 1 mere acre of my illustrious 37-acre estate, which is nestled in the most luxurious part of the 4th established state of the newly formed United States. I wouldn't even trade 1 mare for 14 canes, even if they were of the finest English quality, imported on a boat, equipped with a concierge and utmost accommodations for all of its high-class passengers. In fact, you could make me an offer on my estate, and all I would do is laugh and pour a gallon of sweet tea down your linen pants. I wouldn't even suggest one of my maids fetch you a new set of trousers, because do you know who I am? I'm General Beauregard. I bought this estate with my bare hands. Even my son is a son of a gun. Lieutenant Beauregard, take it.
Okay, Papa, I'm ready. I hope to one day take over this estate as chief proprietor.
You will, son.
As I have invested not only time, but dividends into the manor and house's upkeep, as well as the recently established stock trade and bargain penny-based Dixie Buttermilk franchise, as a franchisee, no less.
Fine job, Lieutenant. My estate is better than yours. Need some proof? How about a letter from the Queen of France? Jeremy, take it. Here's my cane, I twizzle me cane. It's been known to tame a mare. I also twizzle it at fine soirees. The Lady Duchess of the Northern Province has spoken on my cane, and I quote, that Jeremy Jesus knows how to twizzle a cane. And what a fine cane to be twizzled. Magnificent oak, merged with the finest quality birch wood, and a golden tip and a mare head handle. Jeremy Jesus knows canes. Well, I don't mean to toot my own brass flute, but the Duchess of the Northern Province said that. You got a rambunctious mare? Give me 10 minutes with it. I'll set my cane to that mare and he'll think I'm Theodore Roosevelt on drugs. He'll be galloping in no time. Fine rhythmarole, Jeremy. Let's just sit back and enjoy the rest of this rhythmarole while we count our dividends and admire the tail lengths of our fine mares. Fine, I'll twizzle me cane to that. I'll say, Lieutenant, fine rhythmarole. I'd like to give a shout out to our current president in chief, Benjamin Franklin.